I sold Lyle, Kaplan, Kimes, Justin Herbert's new deal, a big deal. What it means for the Chargers, what it means for Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. And USA, Netherlands in 4 hours. It's a rematch of the last cup final in the group stage. That never happens. What Sophia Smith has for an encore. Let's go.
Thank God it's a reasonable hour. We should all watch it.
We've gotten lucky, right? There's been a lot of 2:30 a.m.s and 4 a.m.s. Tough time. Justin Herbert is a big deal. Chargers and Herbert agreeing to a 5-year, $262.5 million deal on top of the 2 years he has left. Average annual salary for the new money is $52.5 million, by some measures, the highest paid quarterback in the league. Here's the list. Herbert, Jackson, Hurts, all this past offseason. Rodgers, Wilson, Murray, Watson, Mahomes. Mina Kimes, our NFL reporter, around the horn to you. What does it mean for Herbert? What does it mean for the Chargers?
Well, this isn't particularly surprising as it pertains to Herbert. Since coming into the NFL, he has surpassed pretty much everyone's expectations, including, honestly, my own. He's been, by every standard, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Efficient, accurate, athletic, playmaker. The only metrics where he hasn't been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL are average depth of target, which is actually something where I think he can improve in terms of taking more risks, and winning percentage, which is not a quarterback stat. And it's actually that stat that I think highlights where the real pressure exists coming off of this deal. The way it's structured, Tony, the Chargers cap hit didn't rise this year. It actually goes down next year before going way up with the option bonuses. And what that tells me, what it should tell everyone, is there is pressure, there should be pressure on the front office, GM Tom Telesco, the head coach Brandon Staley, to win this year. Not just to win in the regular season, but to win and ideally make a deep playoff run. They need better run defense, they need a better rushing attack. Justin Herbert just needs to play how he's been playing.
So pressure on the team, not so much the player. Emily Kaplan, turn to you.
Yeah, well, Mina mentioned his winning percentage. On one hand, it just feels really strange to me that the now highest paid quarterback in the entire league is a career 500 quarterback.
Uh-oh, are you saying winning percentage is a quarterback stat, Emily Kaplan?
I am not saying that. What I'm trying to explain is that contracts are often defined by timing and circumstance. The same way that everyone was freaking out about Jaylen Brown and the Celtics yesterday, this feels strange. At the same time, when you're a franchise that's been around for 64 years and you've only been in the Super Bowl just once, he did not win it, and you've got a 25-year-old quarterback with all the promise in the world who's thrown so many touchdowns in his first 3 years that only Dan Marino has more in that time, of course you sign this deal, and good luck being the highest-paid kid, right? Like, enjoy this time with your son, Justin, because it's not going to be for long.
All right, you walked dangerously close to the wrath of Kimes there, and the quarterback and wins,
Frank
losses, Harry Lyles Jr. Do you believe there's pressure on Herbert now that he got the big deal? Do you believe there's pressure on the Chargers now?
Yeah, there's definitely pressure. I think it was kind of already there because we understood what type of a talent he was. I hope he doesn't mind pocket watching, because he's going to hear that 262 number, whether he is doing well, whether he is doing bad, under any circumstances. So to me, this is a big deal, not just because of obviously now he's paid. This is an expectation that you are going to bring this franchise a Super Bowl, and you've got the weapons. Everything looks pretty good on offense. Things could be perhaps a little bit better in the running game. And you also drafted Quentin Johnston, who was one of the most explosive players in college football last season, bringing in an offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore, who I think most people believe that is going to make him a more explosive player and make more of those plays a regular thing that we've seen from him. So yeah, I think that there is a more measure of pressure with him, but I think also, again, you still have Patrick Mahomes, you still have Joe Burrow. So this is really just the Chargers trying to stay in the arms race in their own conference as well.
Frank Isola.
All right, let me just clear something up about the one-loss record as it relates to quarterbacks.
Here we go.
When it supports my argument, I absolutely use it. For example, Patrick Mahomes. But let's just start right there. Justin Herbert is 25 years old. These guys don't grow on trees. Look at the guys who are getting the money. These organizations feel, you know what, this could be the guy that leads us to a Super Bowl, but sometimes it's buyer beware. Right now, Kyler Murray, that's a lot of money. Russell Wilson, is he really living up to it? But I get it. You have to give him that kind of money. And remember, it's kind of a team-friendly contract. But when you guys talk about pressure, let's be fair. you know, they're the second team in that town. They really have never done anything. They've had great quarterbacks, Dan Fouts, Phillip Rivers. It was Stan Humphries, for crying out loud, that took them to the Super Bowl. There will certainly be pressure, but I don't think he has any put it this way. If you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you have a lot more pressure than you do as a quarterback of the L.A. Chargers.
You say this franchise hasn't done anything, Frank. I view it the other way, and I'll turn to me here. They've done everything. They've won and lost in ways that you can't even comprehend. They've missed the playoffs while having the number one offense and number one defense a decade ago. So, Mina, now that they've got the quarterback and they're committed to another franchise quarterback, because remember, they had Phillip Rivers for a decade, where are the wins?
Where are the wins? Well, I mean, they ought to be coming with some of the additions that Harry alluded to, but most notably with players returning to health. I mean, it's kind of remarkable when you think about it that they actually got to the playoffs and had the success they had, given that they didn't have their left tackle, their star left tackle, Rashawn Slater, their best edge rusher, Joey Bosa, for much of the season last year, as well as the wide receivers missing games as well. By the way, as far as winning percentage goes, Mitch Trubisky has a better winning percentage than Justin Herbert since he came into the NFL. Do you rather have Mitch Trubisky?
No. All right.
So,
I guess Frank's got Trubisky in that discussion. All right.
I think playoff wins matter.
Plenty of speculation over what this means for the other quarterbacks in the league, and namely Joe Burrow, because he's on deck, and since he has urgency to sign him, but also Patrick Mahomes, who still has 9 years left on his deal. But you saw how far he was down the list, Mina. Eighth. What strikes you as the more pressing matter?
Well, the Mahomes contract, to me, what stands out is just how unbelievable it was for Kansas City, largely because of the length. It was a 10-year deal. Since then, we've seen all the big quarterbacks sign 5-year deals that are going to have to be ripped up and renegotiated quicker. Now, the Chiefs will have to do that at some point, but it does strike me as exceptionally team-friendly. The name that I think of when I think about this Justin Herbert deal and the ramifications for the league is not Joe Burrow, it's T. Higgins. Because Joe Burrow is going to make more money than Justin Herbert. That's the way it works, as Emily said. The next quarterback makes more money. It's going to be very challenging for Cincinnati to pay T. Higgins on top of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. That's going to be quite the balancing act.
Frank Isola?
Yeah, I think Higgins knows that. I mean, come on. We know that Joe Burrow is going to get the money. Ja'Marr Chase, you have to give it to as well. I think there'll be more pressure on Burrow and Cincinnati because, remember, Joe Burrow is an excellent quarterback, but he's already, you know, suffered a devastating injury once in his career. That's going to be the key in terms of signing him. It's still going to be a bit risky, but he's absolutely going to get his money. And one day Patrick Mahomes will continue to get his money as he continues to win championships.
Harry Lowes Jr.
I think Mahomes is the more interesting of the two because even for the reputation that the Bengals have for being cheap, you have to absolutely pay Joe Burrow. The thing with Mahomes is going to be, are you going to make them break the bank or are you going to try to win multiple championships and retain what you have for as long as possible?
I think Patrick Mahomes will take all of those quarterback wins because when he signed that deal, it was a market setter. And 3 years since, seven guys have passed it, and the new ceiling is $7.5 million higher. So I think he's fine with all those Super Bowl rings.
There was a word used, I forget who on this panel, but it's window, right? This is the window now for the Chargers. It's the next 2 years at the monies and the cap work for him. But who else is talking about windows? The Jets are talking about, this is our window. This is when we brought in Aaron Rodgers. Cincinnati, well, this is when we've got Joe Burrow not making the highest paid. This is our window. What's the window for Kansas City? There's a lot of windows open right now. There's only space for one person to fit through by the end of the season. We'll move on. World Cup now. USA versus the Netherlands, a huge match tonight in Wellington. The final 4 years ago, both teams were different. We've talked about the turnover in this U.S. roster, so the highs of that in Sophia Smith, and the need for improvement with some surprising misses in the 3-0 win over Vietnam. The Netherlands also different, 1-0 over Portugal in their opener, but they're going on without Dutch supernova Vivian Miedema. She has an injury, and she's missing the entire cup. Frank, how much better does the U.S. women's national team need to be versus the Netherlands tonight?
A lot better. But say this about their first opponent, Vietnam, who played well and was very physical. But Vietnam really never threatened them. They didn't have any shots on goal. I think Rose Lavelle will be a big part of it. Remember, 4 years ago, she scored the first goal against the Netherlands. She came off the bench. I think she has to play about 60 minutes. And if you're going to do that, clearly you have to start her. What I still want to see, that center back pairing with Naomi Girma and Julie Ertz, that is a difficult one because they're really new in terms of playing together. And a lot of times the chemistry among the back line is important. And they really weren't tested. They will be tested against the Dutch.
On Lavelle in the last game against the Netherlands, I think it was the second goal she scored. Harry Lowes Jr., on what you expect tonight. Do they need to play better than they did in their opener?
They need to play better, and I think they will. The thing that stood out to me about that first match against Vietnam was that it seemed like they knew and felt everybody's expectations of, hey, we need to blow them out of the water, and they were so eager to just get that first goal in. And you can kind of feel that pace going with them throughout the game. When Alex Morgan and Rosa Lavelle were talking about the Netherlands as an opponent, they said this team is more organized, they are more technical, and they are a more intense opponent, and they are a more physical opponent. So I think knowing that standard and not having the expectation of, hey, we need to boat race this team, I think you're going to see a more methodical and a more calm U.S. team, and the result will show with that.
Emily Kapp.
Yeah, well, just as the U.S. is getting healthier with Lavelle available to start, Netherlands is dealing with injuries. You mentioned their leading scorer is out for the entire tournament. Their second-best striker, Bjerenstein, got hurt in that match against Portugal. She's questionable to play. But I look at Sophia Smith, and it's like Messi. How do you top such a fantastic debut in the tournament? And honestly, she has her work cut out for her. She's playing against the captain. Their center back is Sharita Spitsa. She's a fantastic physical defender. She's going to be on her. So these one-on-one matches are really what's going to define this match for me.
Mita Kimes.
I mean, the U.S. had 28 shots against Vietnam. Only 7 were on goal. I don't think that ratio is going to cut it against the Netherlands. While diminished for all the reasons you guys have said, also didn't look great in the 2022 Euros, still presents a much tougher opponent, particularly on defense. And while this isn't a must-win game, it would really help if they won, not just because they'll draw an easier opponent in the next round, but they'd have an easier travel schedule and probably avoid Sweden. So the U.S. needs to come away with
that. Now time's walking dangerously close to calling it a must-win game 2 of the group stage. Frank Isola, who you got?
The winner today is going to win the group. I think the United States will win, maybe on a collision course with Spain, who has looked great thus far. Spain and Germany thus far have looked like the two best teams.
And Harry, Emily, and Mina, I see it, U.S. women's national team for the win. Take a break here. Coming up, more monies in the NFL, and something with these numbers I need to say here. They're always open to modification and massage. Case in point, the news today from the Jets. This is jaw-dropping. Per Pro Football Talk, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets have verbally agreed to a revised contract that smooths out distribution. So this year, 2023, $1.165 million. Next year, 2024, Rodgers is getting $107.55
million. That's not Mbappe money, that's for sure.
Fire on that.
Can you smooth out my point?
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Leo Messi's first Inter-Miami start, first MLS matchup. What are we talking about here? 2 goals, 1 assist in short order, complete and utter class, as you knew it would be. But we talk about an eye test on this show, how he looked compared to everybody else. I both can't and very much can believe it. He was subbed out after about 70 minutes or so. Look how the Inter-Miami fans left when he was subbed out. Frank Isola, what to buy, what to sell?
Well, in December, he led Argentina to the World Cup. He's still one of the best players in the world. You would expect this, but he did something very smart, like LeBron did when he changed his team to what Tom Brady did when he went to Tampa. You bring in a couple of your guys, in this case, Sergio Busquets, who kind of runs everything. So Messi has it figured out. But remember, it's only two games. Be fair. We'll see when it gets, the competition gets a little rougher and he has to face a couple of hard tackles. We'll see how he responds.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Tony, can I just buy the fan exodus really quick? That was much more efficient and larger than before. What was it, the Ray Allen shot back in 2013, 2014?
No, but we're not like, buying
that
really, this.
Wow. I'm buying that. That was impressive in droves. Honestly, we need to find a way to make that more efficient on a more regular basis. Anyways, I am buying everything that comes with this. This is what we knew was going to happen. Messi is most people's GOAT, and he's looking like it in a league that doesn't have the best players. Just because that maybe not be the sexiest thing, you still got what you bought, and you're getting it right there.
Emily Kaplan.
I'm buying that this is what Messi does. He has now played against 115 clubs in his life, and he has goals against 100 of them. I'm selling anyone that is disparaging the talent level in Major League Soccer. 30 years from now, we're going to be looking at this as an inflection point. It's not going to be like, oh, look how poor the talent level their first 30 years of existence. It was, look at when Messi came and showed for everyone else that it was cool to play in this league, cool to play in this stage,
all right,
and it's going to grow this league in an incredible
way. I mean, there was a lot of space around him. He was completely in the clear. Mina Kimes.
I've seen a lot of space against goals against PSG from him, too.
Okay, I'll accept that. Mina Kimes.
Yeah, I'm buying that even with the exodus at the end, the game was basically over. And the fact that the game wasn't sold out to begin with, the Messi effect is real. I mean, remember, this team had the lowest crowds in the league last year. And I actually think interest amongst fans and excitement might build as the year goes on because of how dang good they look.
And they haven't looked good at all. Now you're like, well, maybe they can make a run, make the playoffs. But Frank, Emily's point that people are saying, oh, the league looks bad compared to how good Messi looks. Do you put any credence into that?
Well, remember, the first game was against Cruz Azul, which is a Mexican team. And when he came on, the first thing that happened was his team got scored on. Then he had the magical goal at the end of that game. It's still just one game against one MLS team. Wait till he has to go on the road. Maybe he has to play on artificial turf, which remember when Thierry Henry played for the Red Bulls, he hated doing that. So it's a very, very small sample size.
Buy or sell two, Panthers camp, news of the day, and it's big. Bryce Young named starting quarterback. New head coach Frank Reich said it was the plan during the OTAs. Now, one day into camp, he's even more all in. The number one pick is QB1. His first session with the first team got good reviews. Mina, what does it tell you that the decision is made day one of camp?
It actually is a big deal. I say actually because, you know, the reaction might be he's the number one pick. Of course, he's starting for the team. But may I refer you to one Trevor Lawrence, another number one overall pick who was locked in a QB competition with Gardner Minshew thanks to Urban Meyer. This tells me that the franchise has completely bought into Bryce Young because his backup, Andy Dalton, is probably one of the best backups in the
NFL. Emily Kaplan, your takeaway?
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't have to do the song and dance that we're used to with so many rookie quarterbacks. When you give up two ones, two twos, and one of your best wide receivers up for this kid, of course the plan is to start him right away. What I did like was that he was cracking some jokes in his press conference. He's been doing all the right things, saying the right things, being very reserved, so it's nice to see a little more loose version of himself.
Yeah, you know, for as much as we heard people joke about his size during the offseason, he was at worst one of the three best college football players the last two seasons, right? Like, that is who we're talking about. So it's not surprising that he was named the starter day one. The thing that intrigues me more is I feel like Frank Reich is out to prove, hey, I can make this guy work, because we also heard during the draft process he likes bigger quarterbacks. Bryce Young is not that. I think he's eager to prove to people that he can make that work.
Frank Isola.
And it's not like he's going to a team that might have Aaron Rodgers starting ahead of him. You look at Carolina, they haven't won a playoff game or been in the playoffs since 2017. The time is absolutely now. They gave up too much to move up in the draft. Of course Bryce Young should be starting.
Ice on Bryce right there. Harry, how did Panthers fans leave training camp? Do you have a take on that?
I imagine it would be slower. You know, I imagine their drive is not
very efficient.
As the fans in Miami.
They didn't show up.
Harry, thanks for the time. Kaplan, Isola, showdown next.
Tired Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Emily Kraft with Frank Isola. Good luck in showdown. San Francisco 49ers camp has three headlines right now. Brock Purdy cleared and ready to go. Last time we saw him, he was so hurt, but now said to be healed from that elbow injury in the playoffs. Another headline, Nick Bosa, a no-show. And a third headline, Deebo Samuel's commitment to getting in even better shape has him texting more shirtless photos to Kyle Shanahan than Shanahan knows what to do with, he said. What's your number one headline, Emily?
Athlete thinks he's in the best shape of his life. The number one headline for me is not Nick Bosa, because we all know how that's going to end. Deebo Samuel, Fred Warner, and George Kittle all signed deals at the beginning or before training camp started. They're going to get it done. It's going to be a big contract.
The headline is pretty good. The fact that the quarterback who had offseason elbow surgery is going to be throwing the ball. Bosa is going to be back. This is just, guys used to hold out all the time. It's a vacation. Doesn't want to be.
Well, now they're being fined $50,000 every time they miss, and the team can't. But I'm with you. The story of Brock Purdy this year, all eyes on that. After the year he had last year out of nowhere, can he duplicate that? We'll move on. Something we hadn't seen in 139 years happened. Yes, it's baseball. An 8-3-5 triple play. Center field, first base, third base. You're crediting Atlanta or blaming the Red Sox, Frank?
I blame the Red Sox. I covered baseball for 2 years. I did see a no-hitter, and I did see a triple play. You cannot commit the final out of an inning at third base, especially on a triple play where you had no chance of making it when you tagged up. Awful base running.
Yeah, there's a reason we haven't seen this since 1884. Sorry, my math a little.
We haven't seen it, period, Emily.
Yeah, because it takes epically bad base running. I don't understand how two of those players both thought that a center fielder was not going to catch that ball, shallow center field.
You know, the expression is never make the second out of third. When I was a kid, I meant that to be always make the third out of third. Well, not here either. Point, FaceTime Frank Isola.
Wow. A pretty cool story about Riley Leonard in the Fayetteville Observer says that he wears a wristband. He's a quarterback at Duke, by the way, in his third year. Wears a wristband that says, "You suck." And he said that he's been praised all his life, so he needed his mother to be the one that bashed him. And people like Harry and Mina and Emily, they know what this is like. Everybody tells them how great they are all the time. You need someone in your life that can keep it real. So in the spirit of keeping it real, Emily, next time we're on together, bring your A game. Bring your get a wristband.
Wow.
Just saying.
Nice.
This is what he gets for trying to steal my
23 and a half hour break.
We'll
see you tomorrow around the horn.
Cut you in the bagel line.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.